Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, April 26, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Immunity or not to immunity? Weinstein conviction overturned. Commencement canceled. And something that will make us all feel old. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, 3 hours of oral arguments about Donald Trump's immunity. The question is, can a president be charged for crimes for things he does in office as the president that are related to his job? Trump's lawyers claim that you cannot hold a president or former president in a criminal trial until first he's been impeached and convicted in the Senate. If he hasn't been, and Trump never was, then there can't be a criminal trial. His lawyer said, why was Obama not charged for any crimes for bombing with drones U.S. citizens in the Middle East? Could Biden be charged with crimes for opening up our border? The progressive justices said, well, hold on. So a president can murder someone and not be charged with a crime? Justice Jackson said that something can't be an official act if he also benefits personally. It's a 6-3 court. Three of them were put on the court by Donald Trump. The decision will be released late July. The rape trial of Harvey Weinstein has been overturned by New York's highest court. A 4-3 opinion found the trial judge erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying claims and portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said they will retry the Weinstein case if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. One of the victims said it's a stark reminder of the male entitlement that persists in our society. USC, University of Southern California, is the first university to cancel their commencement address and graduation ceremony because of the pro-Hamas Palestine demonstrations. Many more universities surely to follow. 93 people were arrested by the LAPD the other day for trespassing. The main commencement ceremony at USC is usually attended by 65,000 people. The class valedictorian said that this move was a result of an anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian campaign of racist hatred. In today's Make You Feel Old story of the day, Charlie Woods teed off yesterday to try to qualify for the US Open. Yes, that's Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' son. He didn't make it, shot 9 over 81, 3 double bogeys, that's not going to cut it. But he's 15! His dad turned pro when he was 20. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day, next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday in the summer of 2016, I was grilling some burgers in the backyard when the cell phone rang. It was then candidate for president Donald Trump calling to shoot the political breeze. This was not unusual, as I've known Mr. Trump for 3 decades, and we occasionally chat about all kinds of things, most of which I keep confidential, even the stuff about how the Mets can never quite get it together. On that call in 16, Trump was venting about the press, which had recently turned against him with a ferocity that was disturbing. At first, CNN and others couldn't get enough of candidate Trump because he brought high ratings, so they kissed his behind. But that quickly changed when he bested the Republican primary field. As the candidate took a breath on the other end of the phone, I said, "Let's do this on the air tomorrow. I'll give you 8 minutes of factor time." Trump said he was otherwise engaged, but his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was available. "No," I said. "Why?" Trump countered. "Because he's a weasel and we are not a pet emporium." Donald Trump went silent. I then wrapped it up by positing something like, "You better not trust this guy." Yes, I'm somewhat of a sage, but that wasn't even a hard call. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Gregory Pappas, Plymouth, Michigan. "We can't allow Russia to take Ukraine, but make no mistake, the U.S. and NATO better get ready to send money and material support to Ukraine for several years or longer. Putin will not give up." I believe Donald Trump is elected president, there will be a settlement in Ukraine. I could be desperately wrong on that. But talking to Trump, he's confident he can get Putin to the table, and he's done it in the past. But you're right, Putin is a sociopath. He's not going to admit defeat. But if he can't move, then it behooves him to get some kind of stalemate treaty. Jim Gable, Morgantown, North Carolina. "If Ukraine wins and keeps its own country, isn't that a Putin defeat?" But Putin will carve out Donbass and a few others, and he'll say, "Hey, we won." That's how the game is played. Melissa Sanborn, Redlands, California. "Why would you think, O'Reilly, your statement about not wanting to be Biden on Judgment Day would be controversial? Anyone who believes in God would agree." I don't know about that. I'm being pretty harsh on Joe Biden by saying I wouldn't want to be him in front of St. Peter, or however the judgment goes down. I'm being pretty harsh on him. I don't know if everybody would agree with that. I don't think so. Mark, concierge member. Thank you, Mark. "The media propaganda fest wouldn't be possible without 50% of the population being either brain dead or on drugs or hopelessly selfish." It's true. I mean, there are millions of people who watch MSNBC. Millions. They don't do well, but over a period of a week, you get tuned in at that level. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves, like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts, like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Warm weather nearly here. If you are taking a trip this summer, the time to start planning is now. Here are some popular destinations for 2024, ranked by U.S. News and World Report. In the USA, the top five starts with the Grand Canyon, followed by San Diego, Yellowstone National Park, and Honolulu. The number one destination in the USA, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The peninsula is home to beautiful beaches, but also there are a number of great white sharks swimming around. The predators are often seen just a few yards from oblivious tourists. That is not good. There have already been this year 150 sightings of great whites near Cape Cod. Overseas, Americans are heading to the UK and Ireland. Folks looking for tropical climates are jetting to the Dominican Republic, Brazil, and Mexico. But if you're going south of the border, beware. Cartel violence now rampant, and tourists are not protected, generally speaking. The number one destination for international travel this summer is Paris, France. The French capital is hosting the Summer Olympics in July and August. In total, the City of Light will be a temporary home to 15,000 athletes, 20,000 journalists, 50,000 volunteers, and 15 million visitors from every country on earth. With war raging in Ukraine and the Middle East, French authorities are worried about terrorism. President Macron announced last week that his government has an alternative plan should intelligence agencies suggest a terror attack is imminent. And here's something else you might not know. The most popular destination for Americans this summer is staying at home. Half of adults say they plan to enjoy local parks, beaches, and sports less than an hour from their house. Staycations, I hate that word, but it is popular. Back after this. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.